is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPN.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies from Speakeasy was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at Capital One. Getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit is another reason banking with Capital One is one of the easiest decisions ever. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank.
What is up, my fellow food, music, and movie fiends? Thanksgiving weekend always giving us the chance to settle in for 4 long days of relatives who have stayed far too long, leftovers that have outlived their usefulness by Saturday night, and of course, maybe, just maybe, some time to find a little peace and quiet and watch a movie at home or maybe go out to an actual theater, if you're ready for that step. All good, either way. Matt Wolf, maybe you caught the Val Kilmer doc on Amazon. It's pretty unbelievable. Put that on your watch. Also unbelievable, this Val Kilmer movie is now 30 years old.
Me, you see exactly what they want to see. Some say Lizard King, whatever that means.
In 1991, Oliver Stone gave us probably one of the best rock and roll biopics to date, The Doors, which focused on the rise of the band and the tumultuous and heady days of their lead singer Jim Morrison, brought to uncanny life by Val Kilmer.
Let's just say I was testing the bounds of reality. That's all. I was curious.
I thought Val Kilmer was amazing.
That is Robbie Krieger, guitarist for The Doors, on the Zoom line with us. He joined the band in 1965, and he acted as a consultant on the movie.
I was there on most of the shoots when they did the music, you know, at all the shows. So I wanted those at least to be correct, you know. And I thought they really did a good job, like with Miami show and the New Haven one. I thought it was a good movie. I thought, it's one of the best rock and roll movies I've ever seen.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road. Gotta love your man. Girl, you gotta love your man. Take him by the hand. Make him understand. The world on you depends. Our life will never end. Gotta love your man. Thank you.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
The Doors and Riders on the Storm on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies. That marking the 30th anniversary of The Doors movie this year. And another film milestone in 2021. Well, when you put together a music movie special like this, you just can't do it without this guy.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
Ferris Bueller's day off hit the ripe old age of 35 this past summer. Another John Hughes classic. Fun fact, John Hughes originally wanted Anthony Michael Hall in the role as Ferris, but he had to turn it down due to scheduling conflicts.
You're Abe Froman.
That's right. I'm Abe Froman, the sausage king of Chicago.
Oh, what might have been. Anyway, the role goes to Matthew Broderick, and the rest, as they say, is cinematic gold, with the film now preserved in the Library of Congress, thanks to its historical and cultural significance. Very fancy, very Abe Froman there. And it's a great movie, too. With that scene at the parade in downtown Chicago featuring the Beatles on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies.
Take it, baby, now.
Take it.
Audio's Rock at the Movies from Dawn Power Wash with five times faster grease cleaning. 1989, Field of Dreams.
What are you grinning at, you ghost?
If you build it, he will come.
Allman Brothers and Jessica on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies. Now, that song, not on the official soundtrack to Field of Dreams, but it was featured prominently in the movie itself in that scene when Ray finally takes to the road, coming off the Mass Pike to find Terrence Mann in Boston. He passes Fenway Park. Heck, listen, it's a good excuse to play the song, right? Thank you, Kevin Costner and James Earl Jones. Matt Wolf, this is ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies, and when we get back, we'll visit the Marvel Cinematic Universe and check out a song by a bunch of guys just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies from Speakeasy is brought to you by Indeed. Need to hire great candidates? You need Indeed, the all-in-one platform for interviewing, screening, and hiring high-quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. Playing the biggest hits of all time for Hyde Park, Catskill, New Paltz, and Cold Spring. We're on everywhere in the Hudson Valley. Ulster, Dutchess, Putnam, and Westchester counties are making the switch to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies from Speakeasy is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, it's Matt Wolf, and oh yes, list time. We all love a good list, right? Some friends and I were talking about this best musical biopic ever. And I just watched Jennifer Hudson as Aretha Franklin in Respect. That was pretty good. Jamie Foxx and Ray as Ray Charles. Can't touch that. Val Kilmer as Jim Morrison in The Doors. Joaquin Phoenix as Johnny Cash. Walk the Line. Even coal miner's daughter, Sissy Spacek, won the Oscar for that as Loretta Lynn. And you had this one, of course, which lends perfectly to this show.
Imagine thousands of people doing this in unison. Huh?
What's the lyric?
2018 saw the release of Bohemian Rhapsody, which focused on the rise of Queen and all of their trials and tribulations as a group. And of course, you had that ending recreating Queen's now legendary Live Aid set. It also nailed down the Best Actor Oscar for Rami Malek in the role as Freddie Mercury, too.
They got very close to us, I mean, visually and as actors.
There's Queen's Roger Taylor, who tells us looking at their on-screen counterparts got a little bit too real.
Which made it particularly uncanny to watch for us. And after a couple of viewings, I mean, you just start to completely believe that, oh, that was us.
The film was a huge hit and got the band a nice little bump in their catalog sales, too, including this one. Originally released as a B-side, but it wound up becoming a number one hit in 19 countries and was also included in that epic Live Aid performance in 1986. This is Radio Gaga on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies. We'll be right back.
We watch the shows, we watch the stars on videos for hours and hours. We hardly need to use our ears. Our music changes through the year. Let's hope you'll never leave a friend. Like all good things, on you we depend. So stick around, 'cause we might miss you when we grow tired of all this vision. You had the time, you had the power, you've yet to have your finest hour. Radio, all we hear is Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga.
Audio's Rock at the Movies from Capital One. This is Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet? 2011. Thor.
You are a vain, greedy, cruel boy.
And you are an old man and a fool.
Signal in the distance, to whom it may concern. I think I lost my way, getting good at starting over every time.
newly minted Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Foo Fighters and Walk on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies, featured on the soundtrack to the original Thor movie from Marvel. Now, that was released, wait for it, 10 years ago, 2011. So now they're like four films deep with the new Thor movie, Love and Thunder, set for release next year. It's Matt Wolf when we get back.
You know what I want, Tony? I want those kids to have a father.
They got one. This one. Me. Tony Soprano.
We'll pay a visit to the Garden State and have a look at the legacy of the Sopranos.
Rolling!
And action!
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies from Speakeasy is brought to you by Dawn Platinum. It's a go-to grease cleaner that even works as a laundry pre-treater.
The all-new WBPM app for your mobile phone is now available. Open your Android or Apple store and search for 929 WBPM. It can't change the oil in your car or pay your bills, but you can connect to your favorite artists and groups with a playlist feature. And even more new stuff is being added soon. So download us today. Open your app store and search for 929 WBPM.
That's roll sound.
Rolling.
Places, everybody.
And... action!
Refreshments are available in the lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies from Speakeasy is brought to you by Indeed. Need to hire great candidates? You need Indeed, the all-in-one platform for interviewing, screening, and hiring high-quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
On ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies, that featured on the soundtrack to The Last American Virgin in 1982, and then it shows up in 1995 in Martin Scorsese's Casino in that scene where De Niro is dressed to the tilt in that killer lime green sport coat. Oh yeah, the funky 70s and their fashions. Casino, one of the great mob movies ever. Matt Wolf digging through the crates of some really primo movie soundtracks this weekend and the songs that made them. All right, and speaking of mob films, this next one, all right, it's going to be a little bit of a cheat, because it actually connects to a television show. So, look, just allow us a little bit of an indulgence, will you?
That's the guy, Adriana. My Uncle Tony. The guy I'm going to hell for.
The Sopranos has been enjoying a big resurgence thanks to streaming, social media, and of course, whether you loved it or hated it, the prequel film, The Many Saints of Newark.
As far as your nephew goes,
I'm listening.
Stay out of his life.
It's hard for a show to kind of, I think, reach a generation 20 years later.
That is Michael Imperioli, who played Christopher Moltisanti on the show. He's co-author of the new book, Woke Up This Morning, The Definitive Oral History of The Sopranos. So he knows a thing or two, right? And he's not shy about why the show still sticks.
Young people, I think, connected to it, and I don't mean to be sarcastic or flippant, because it's really, really good. Script after script, it got deeper, more complicated, more interesting, smarter, funnier, weirder.
Now, the Sopranos soundtracks were also pretty big, with songs like this from Season 3, Episode 6, marked officially as Episode 32, titled University. Yeah, not that I'm a fan or anything, right? It's the Kinks, Living on a Thin Line, on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies.
All the stories have been told of kings in days of old, but there's no England now. All the wars that were won or lost somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore. All the lies we were told, all the lives of the people running round their castles are burned. I see change, but inside we're the same as we ever were. Living on a thin line. Ooh, tell me now, what are we supposed to do? Living on a thin line. Ooh, tell me now, what are we supposed to do? Each day's a dream, what a time. What are we supposed to do? Living on a thin line. Tell me now, what are we supposed to do? Now another century nearly gone. What are we gonna leave for the young? What we couldn't do, or what we wouldn't do. It's a crime, but does it matter? Does it matter much? Does it matter much to you? Does it ever really matter? Yes, it really, really matters. Living on a thin line. Ooh, tell me now, what are we supposed to do? Says, break their hearts and break some heads. Is there nothing we can say or do? Blame the future of the past, always lost in bloody dance. And when they're gone, living on a thin line.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies. From O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. 2010, The Fighter.
I drank too much. I worked in a lot of bars. And I ruined a lot of opportunities, but I'm trying to do something better here. And so is Mickey.
And so am I. And he needs me, you heard him. And I know he needs you.
Led Zeppelin, Good Times, Bad Times. That song featured prominently on the soundtrack to The Fighter with Christian Bale and Mark Wahlberg. Great Boston-based film. No badly fake New England accents in that, of course, with Dorchester's own Wahlberg and Christian Bale. Well, look, the dude is a chameleon. He can pretty much take on anything and make it 100% legit. He won an Oscar for his part in that film, too. It's Matt Wolf. Many, many thanks for listening this Thanksgiving weekend, looking back on some great movie music. Hey, go out and see a movie if you're ready, right? I promise you, the butter on the popcorn is still super unhealthy, but oh, so good. Let's wrap it up in absolute 80s awesomeness. A staff pick here at ABC, even the kiddos dig it, from the Rocky III soundtrack. This is Eye of the Tiger from Survivor on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies. We'll see you next time.
Fast, you trade your passion for glory.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies from Speakeasy was written and produced by Matt Wolf and Tony Spina. Special thanks to Matt Friedlander, Chris Connolly, Patrick Fugit, Robbie Krieger, Anthony Edwards, Matthew Modine, Kiefer Sutherland, Kevin Bacon, Michael Imperioli, and Don Maggi at Speakeasy.